Some distressing news come out of Torquay where a man allegedly stabbed someone and also almost two other people, especially it was a young guy at a chemist ordering something with a young baby and he got kicked. And this guy was wielding a knife at the Torquay chemist. Everyone's safe, which is good. And I was there. I was in Torquay over the weekend. And this happened on Saturday. And then he ran across to the Woolworths, which I shopped at the day before.
Ooh. Hold on. You're not...
I shopped at the day before.
You're not trying to and think then, yourself
oh,
into
mate,
that.
It was so close. But then on Saturday at like 10:30, I was staying on Fisher Street, which is just off the main strip. And this guy lived on Fisher Street. And he fled to Fisher Street, got arrested in a house just around the corner. So we had to lock all our things because we got like an alert to say there's a man on
mean?
The loose.
Like a text?
Yeah, it was like he was on the loose. So we knew. So we locked the doors. The kids were scared. And then he'd gone into the park and then he dumped the knife in the park. So the next morning, after fearing for my life, because I was at the Woolworths the day before.
Okay, yeah.
And then all the SES in their green and in their orange jumpsuits were all looking for the knife and the police as I was going to get a coffee very early in the morning because he must have like dumped the knife there. So it was so close. So
No. Hang on. You've been saying to us all
morning. It was all
morning,
over the news, yeah.
I nearly died on the weekend.
Yeah, well,
I escaped death. Mm. You can't say I was at the Woolies the day before that happened.
Yeah, it was like at night time, but I was going to go the next morning and I thought, I'll go now. Like, mate, sliding doors. Like, imagine if I had it gone. Like,
what about the story I've copped grief for 3.5 years about coming face to face with a bear in Alaska?
No, you were on a bike.
You're on a bike.
I was stuck in mud.
Yeah,
there was a bear.
Yeah, but
it's
so
a
what?
Come on. It's my birthday.
No.
It is my birthday.
I'm saying that if it had been the day before when I was supposed to go, but I was lazy and I wanted to drink some pale ales, I'll go, I'll just get it in the morning. No, I'll go now. And I went. And if I had just gone the next day, oh, man, you never know.
I mean, I agree. Sorry, Fev. I don't think you had a near-death experience. But for the fact that Nick's brought in what is a cute story about a bear.
That's 10 to 15 metres away from a bear in Alaska.
Now, you're in Alaska. That's where bears live.
That it's not.
You're in Alaska. That's where bears live. I was at a Woolworths buying 2 minute noodles and bread.
Hang on. I'm putting my hand up over here. I've been closer to a death experience. Years ago, so a family dinner that I had when I was a kid, my grandparents, my dad, my uncles, my cousins, we went to the Panton Hill pub. So if anyone's familiar with Panton Hill, mm-hmm. the Panton Hill pub out there.
Good pub.
We had dinner at like 7:30 and we were in the front. There was like a long table at the front of the pub.
Now, whatever you're about to say better have happened at 7:30.
Okay, so we were sitting there at 7:30, but we were kids. Like I might have been 10 or 12 at the time. Mm. Had our main meal, had our dessert, went home. At 10 p.m. that night, a man shot through the front window. That would have gone in the back. That would have hit us.
Imagine if you had ordered steaks well done. You could have been still sitting
imagine
there.
Imagine if I was a little
sliding
older.
Doors.
Wouldn't have been tucked up in bed.
Nah. That's sliding even, doors.
I reckon mine's closer to
yours
a death experience.
Yeah, yours is closer, but I
was 10 to 15 metres away from a bear.
You're in Alaska.
But it's still a...
Well, you're shooting the bear now. Yeah.
Josiah just fired off a sound effect.
Even the bears in America have guns.